We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Clock Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. The media is at fault for Ben Simmons wanting to be traded. We just found that out. And I'm starting to get excited again about the Phillies. Let's see if our next guest here, Jack Fritz of the High Hopes podcast, and of course WIP afternoon show, Mark Cerise. My guess is Jack is excited because after one win, Jack thinks the Phillies are getting hot again. Jack, are you excited?
I mean, listen, you didn't bring me on at 9 tonight to not have me excited about the Phillies. I'm very excited about the Phillies. It is good to be back. You know, they won 17 games in August. If I told you before the season that heading into September they would be a game and a half out of first place behind the Braves, we all would have signed up for it. I appreciate the Nationals and the Diamondbacks for letting the Phillies get hot, Joe.
Yeah, they did, and they took advantage of it. And Jack, if it wasn't for the schedule, I think I'd probably say I don't know if they could actually pull this off because they have a lot of injuries and they're playing with a lot of guys that probably belong in AAA. But, man, that schedule. And I know they lost the Diamondbacks 3 a few weeks ago, but you look at the September schedule, they should be ashamed of themselves. I was saying this earlier. If they don't go into that second-to-last series of the year, I think it starts like September 28th or 9th in Atlanta, if they don't go into that series within at least a game, 2 at the worst, or maybe tied or up, like if they're not in that range, they should be ashamed of themselves because this schedule, you couldn't draw it up any easier than this.
Yeah, it's a joke. I mean, it's a very easy schedule. The Braves have a harder schedule down the stretch here. And honestly, like, I have no idea how this month's going to play out. But all I know is that that series in Atlanta is going to matter a lot. And you know, the Braves could be hot, the Phillies could be hot. All I know is the season's pretty much going to come down to that. The Philly schedule is not hard. Like, if they are out of this division by more than 4 games, I think it would be surprising. Or even if they're up by more than 4 games. So it's going to be terrifying, you know, having to face the Braves second to last weekend of the year. But pretty much their playoff fate is coming down to that series no matter what.
Jack Fritz, if I put an NL MVP ballot in front of you and I say fill it out, is Bryce Harper the NL MVP?
He's not. I mean, it, for me, it's Freddie Freeman. And honestly, you know, I said this earlier on the podcast, whoever wins the NL East could very well be the National League MVP. If the Braves win it, I think Freeman's the MVP. If the Phillies win it, then I think Bryce is the MVP. Or we'll see the Padres do, because Tatis is probably the best player of them all. But if I had to pick one right now, Freeman would be my MVP, and Bryce is in my top 3.
It's pretty amazing. I remember those months where the Bryce chase was happening, and we were talking every night about the Phillies getting him and all those rumors and the whole pursuit of Bryce Harper. Like this month that Bryce just had, I think that's what we both had in mind. Like when we just kept yelling, like they got to get him. Like they have to get him. And, you know, he's had a good run as a Philly so far. He's been a really good Philly in his 3 years. But, like, this – I always thought, like, he still had one more of these seasons left in him. Your thoughts on how impressive he's been month of August. I mean, I think he's been the best hitter in baseball for about 6 weeks now.
Well, it's funny. He's putting up his OPS in August is over 1,200, which is insane. And, yeah, it's funny because it's exactly what we signed up for. It's exactly why we said, hey, let's go get this guy as much money as possible to bring him here, and he actually has lived up to it, which is crazy because most athletes, you know, they kind of let us down usually. So it's good that he did that. And honestly, like, he's putting up those numbers that, you know, Ryan Howard put up in 2008 when he drugged that team to the playoffs. And honestly, this season's going to come down to whether or not Bryce can drag him to the playoffs. I think Reese being out has just really killed him, which sucks because Reese is having a really good year. I think McCutchen is starting to show some really good signs behind him. Obviously had a big day today. You know, it's pretty much going to come down to Bryce, and you hope that the pitching staff can kind of figure it out enough and they can keep this afloat. But it's you hate to push this much pressure on a guy that, you know, is only one batter of an 8-man lineup, but it's hard not to at this point. And that's the kind of pressure that Bryce brought here to do. And, you know, for the last month, he's lived up to it.
Are you surprised, and do you agree with the decision not to bring Alec Bohm back? And I don't know when he's coming back this season. You know, typically the AAA season ends around the first or second week of September, so it's just like you naturally bring those guys back. But the AAA season goes all the way till the beginning of October because they started late this year. They didn't start playing until May. So there's no natural point where they have to bring Alec Bohm back. Do you think it's the right decision to just leave him in AAA?
I do. I think his confidence was shot, and I think he needed to kind of rebuild that. And I didn't want him to kind of be, you know, driving back and forth between here and Lehigh Valley, kind of what Spencer Howard was on before they traded him, and they traded him at like the lowest possible value ever. So I'm cool with Alec Bohm staying down there for the rest of the year, and you know, if rosters really expand, then bring him up. But other than that, no. You know, I want him to be good for 2022. I don't really care about 2021. I think it's kind of a lost cause for Alec Bohm. So I'm very cool with keeping him down there, and you know, hopefully he gets right for 2022. I don't need him, you know, driving back and forth on 95 to try to lift up a playoff team, because his development is more important than this team making the playoffs. And honestly, I like the idea of JT and Brad Miller kind of platooning it at first base, and then letting Marshawn catch the days that JT's at first. I think that could be a way to save JT's knees. So, I'm keeping Alec Bohm down. I think it's the correct decision.
Jack, if they do get to the playoffs, whether it be a one-game wild card or the NLDS, whatever, they're going to need Zach Wheeler to either pitch the one game or take down two of potentially five games. He looks tired to me, Jack. It looks like the last few starts, he's running out of gas here. He's never really pitched this much. He's been great this season, but the ERA is over 3 now. It's been 4 consecutive starts that are not great. What do you see when you watch Wheeler?
I'm seeing a guy that looks tired. It looks like his legs are tired, you know. Rather than dotting the corner with 98, he's more leaving that 98 over the middle of the plate. And that's just a classic example of a guy that has just thrown too many innings. I mean, he's 13 innings away from passing his career high, and we need at least 4 more Wheeler starts if this team wants to make the playoffs. So he's going to blow past that. And, you know, thank God he's healthy. But, you know, for me, he looks like his command is just a bit off. And it's just classic symptoms of a guy whose legs are feeling a little jello-ish at this point of the year. So I really hope they're able to kind of find him spots here where they can give him a breather, maybe give him an extra day, have him start a game on 6 days of rest rather than 5. And, you know, try to make sure he gets through September and not to September, because right now he's just to September. So it's a little discouraging, but at the same time, like, I'll take 80% of Zach Wheeler over most of our starters any day of the week.
Jack Fritz, will end with this. Jack Fritz, High Hopes Podcast and the Mark Cerise Show. They go to Miami now, and in past years, this is where winning streaks go to die. This is where excitement goes to disappear. Is this different, or are we going to get back in here next week and they'll have lost a couple games to the Miami Marlins? Is this different, or are you worried about this weekend?
Oh, I'm terrified. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And it's not that – I think the Marlins are some good team, but I've never seen them go down in September and play well against this team. I think you mentioned it earlier, but going down and losing 5 out of freaking 7 last year was just dreadful. So, no, I don't trust them at all. But they have a favorable pitching matchup. I mean, they have a Wheeler start, they have Gibson, and they have Ranger Suarez. If you can't take 2 of 3 against a Marlins team who is just dreadful at the plate, then you don't deserve to make the playoffs anyway. So, you know, I like the pitching matchups. But if you're asking me if I trust this team heading into a Marlins series, that would be a big no. Now, I will say, them having the off day pushed to today, like having the off day Wednesday game today and not having a day in Miami, I actually think is massive. So they don't spend a night or a day out in Miami. So maybe that'll make them a little bit more focused tomorrow as we head into the Miami series.
Yeah, they're going to need to be so they could actually beat the Marlins. Jack, always appreciate hopping on, and we will talk soon. Thank you.
Joe, I appreciate it. I'm going back to trivia, and I hope that I am a winner tonight.
All right, Jack. Good luck at trivia. Jack's a Quizzo. Jack, we appreciate the phone call. Yes, the Phillies and Marlins this coming weekend. You like Quizzo?
I mean, unfortunately, our work schedule doesn't allow us to partake in it.
Much. But there's no weekend Quizzos?
Not really. I feel like it's like a Tuesday through Thursday thing, right? Because a bar needs to fill people. Like, no bars are going to do quiz on a Saturday night.
True. I actually haven't, and I guess part of this is my own schedule. I haven't gone to a Quizzo probably, I don't know, like a decade now. Now that you say it, I probably used to end up at Quizzo's on like Mondays and Tuesday nights.
I did it every week in college.
I love Quizzo's. It's almost to the, I almost felt like it was like a Jeopardy thing where like once in a while, depending on the category, I felt like I was the smartest guy in the room. And then the other categories, I'm like, I don't really know that much.
Yeah, the one week I remember it was sponsored by the Phillies. I think it was the week leading up to opening day.
Okay.
It was all Phillies questions.
You did well.
I got a perfect score. I ran the table. 75 for 75.
Really? That's pretty good.
I think I could double. So I think it was like 65 total questions or something. I think you got to double one round or something. But yeah, I didn't get anything wrong.
Perfection. That's pretty good. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. All right. A couple things on the plate where we've been talking about tonight. Number one, I am an idiot, as I mentioned earlier, because I'm getting excited again for the Phillies. Six wins in a row. They sweep the Nationals. They come back today down 6-0. By the way, the Phillies have now won 7 games this year against the Nationals. 7, in which they've been down in the game by 3 runs or more. That's remarkable. That's never happened in the history of baseball against the same opponent. I'm sure teams have done this over the course of 162 games. You come back from big deficits, you know, 8, 10, 15, whatever times in a season. But no one's ever done it 7 times to one team in the same season. They're done with the Nats now, right? I think today was the last one. That's, yeah, the Nats probably are like, whew. That's enough of that. The Phillies just killed us this year. Yeah, I'm thinking the Phillies schedule. They have 3 more against the Mets, 3 against the Braves, 6 in Miami, 3, and then the Phillies end the season in Miami.
Yes.
Does that worry you? Coming off the Braves series, couldn't you see them like tying the Braves or something with 3 games to go, and then they have to go to Miami?
I mean, that ballpark is kind of their haunted house.
It is.
They just have never been great since they moved away from, I guess, what used to be Joe Robbie Stadium and Landshark Stadium and this now Hard Rock Stadium?
Yeah, I always laugh when I think there was one more name in there, Pro Player Stadium.
Yeah. I think it was Dolphin Stadium at one point, too. I think they may have just made it Dolphin Stadium for a little while.
I think, yeah, there was Joe Robbie was definitely for a while. Pro Player was always my favorite because it sounded so generic. Who plays there? Pro Players. Let's call it Pro Player Stadium. So it was Joe Robbie, Pro Player, Dolphin Stadium. Was that it before they moved? Did it have another name?
It was Joe Robbie, Player Park, Pro Player Stadium, Dolphins Stadium, Dolphin Stadium, singular, Landshark Stadium, back to Dolphin Stadium, Sun Life Stadium, New Miami Stadium, and it's been Hard Rock Stadium now for 5 years.
I guess they're getting good money on that sponsorship. When you think back to old stadium names, do you have a favorite? I used to like Jack Murphy Stadium out in San Diego. The Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minnesota?
That is a good one. That may be my favorite.
Yeah, the Triple H Stadium.
Which is different than the normal Metrodome, right?
No, the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, it's the Metrodome. But
it was the same, but like the Vikings didn't honor that name?
Oh, you mean like you're saying the Twins played? It was the same stadium. They put like the bag. The bag fell down at one point?
Yeah, the baggie over in right field.
Yes, and now they each have their own stadiums. They each built
pretty sure Bryce Harper had a huge home run there in high school.
Like a traveling thing?
It was either there or Tropicana.
Yeah, they both those places host high school things. Yes, the Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome, one of my favorites. Jack Murphy Stadium in San Diego. Pro Player Stadium. Any others? I'm trying to think of the other names. It's kind of boring now because they're
all corporate sponsors.
They're all corporate sponsors.
Like, pick a Fortune 500 company. They have a couple stadiums.
I don't know why. It makes it harder to remember the name now. Like, it shouldn't, but I don't
like
know.
Like, the United Center, United Airlines Arena, American Airlines Arena. Like, they're all the same to me.
Yeah, but, like, I used to know all the stadium names. Maybe because they were funny to me, because they were people's names. And now, like, I don't care if it's Sun Life Stadium or Pac Bell or... I don't even know.
Like here, like we have Citizens Bank Park, and I guess everyone calls it the bank, right? That's kind of a thing, and you have the link, but don't you miss like just having Veterans Stadium?
Yeah.
Just having the vet, like having it not be a corporate name?
Yeah, and at least with the Eagles and the Phillies, the name is stuck for a while, so like it's become ingrained that it's the link.
Not like the other stadium down there.
I wonder what's going to happen if naming rights probably eventually will change, right? Where like this doesn't last forever. Another company could come in and give the Eagles more money for the link. It's going to be, I feel like that will be one that people say the wrong name for a while. Like, let's just say tomorrow Lincoln Financial Field becomes Chase Field. I'm just making it up. Like another bank or Santander Stadium. You think people are going to call in and say Santander? And I'm not trying to, like, whatever. It's just, these are just bank names. I'm just making it up. But no, I think people are going to call Lincoln Financial Field the Link for a long time. That, it's almost like you forget it's part of a sponsorship.
Lucky for you, they signed a 20-year extension a few years ago, so we don't worry about it until at least 2032.
That makes me so happy. I mean, it is difficult to remember something. Like, I make a conscious effort to call the Washington football team the Washington football team, because that's beyond just a naming right thing, right? That was an offensive term that they tried to move away from the NFL. I make a conscious effort to do that, but I think for a couple years I called the Los Angeles Chargers the San Diego Chargers.
I still do. I still say they go to San Diego.
It's hard. Like, you know, you hear this.
It's the second biggest city in California.
Is that true?
Yeah.
It's bigger than San Francisco?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Not people-wise.
I think it is.
Really?
I just remember when they were moving, someone made a rap about San Diego being the second biggest city. That was their whole thing, was we should have a team because we're the second biggest city.
I think they're lying to themselves on that one. I mean, maybe by area. I have to imagine there's more people in the Bay Area. Anyway, this is a debate that doesn't need to go any further than us debating San Diego. And now I need to know.
Yeah, they're second. San Jose is third.
So you think San Francisco gets the big market connotation because it's like the area?
Yeah, because, I mean, San Francisco kind of incorporates San Jose.
Right, it's the Bay Area.
Right, so, I mean, they have San Jose and San Francisco. Oakland. The two of that would immediately be second to right. Los Angeles. And then you throw in Oakland. That would get them, I mean, it's not close to Los Angeles, but it's double any other city.
Right, that makes sense. That's why they're, because, like, when you look at market sizes, right, the television markets, you know, New York, Chicago, Boston, Philadelphia's somewhere ranged in the top six or whatever, depending on how things fluctuate. But San Francisco's always in there. The Bay Area, I should say, is always in there. I didn't realize that. But yet San Diego only has one professional team, only baseball now.
Yeah.
They lost football. They had basketball way back in the day with the Clippers.
I mean, they don't seem like a passionate people.
They do like the Padres, though. This Padre team. Like, they like the Tatis and
Machado. Yeah, I mean,
between
Tony Gwynn and this team, I don't think there's a lot of fanfare.
No.
Don't think there are a lot of Ben Sheets jerseys out there.
There wasn't. Jake Peavy was pretty good for a while.
I mean, Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Hoffman's good. But they had some nondescript baseball teams for a long time.
Heath Bell. Name a Padre.
I can name lots of Padres. Kilvio Varas, Greg Vaughn. I could probably go on for 20 minutes naming Padres. Khalil Green, Ken Caminiti, the late Ken Caminiti.
MVP.
One of the first players to admit steroid use. And you look at his body and his career, and you're like, oh, yeah. That makes plenty of sense. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll come back. Your phone calls. I believe the Eagles are going to win the NFC. And yes, I am crazy, an idiot, whatever you want to say, because I'm getting excited for the Phillies again. I am getting excited for the Phillies. Are you? 215-592-9494. We come back. A couple things. On Gardner Minshew, new Eagles third-string quarterback for now. Not sure. Were we calling Gardner Minshew the third-string quarterback? Is that what he's officially titled?
I think he's the third-best quarterback in the division.
Well, on this team, he's the number three heading into week one. That's just the way it is. But interesting, two things I wanted to bring up when we get back. One, Tucker hit on it earlier a little bit. We want to hear from Gardner Minshew on why he's here for revenge on Nick Sirianni. And a report from Dallas on Minshew targeting the Eagles. He wanted to come here. We'll hit all that. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.